Welcome to the Natural Commando Podcast with Damon Perry. This is episode 3. Welcome, everybody. This is the third installment of the Natural Commando Podcast. I am Damon Perry. I'm the guide in this microcast. I want to start off by thanking Local Kid. They have loaned me the music for the intro and outro on this podcast. You can check them out at localkidmusic.com. That's localkidmusic.com. Take a look, check them out, listen. They're really good. Now, today on this little microcast, we are going to talk about something that's a little scary that most people either don't know about or you probably don't pay attention to. It's called bisphenol A, or BPA for short. Now, what is bisphenol A, or BPA? Let me give you the definition. BPA is a chemical produced in large quantities for the use primarily in the production of polycarbonate plastics and epoxy resins. It is called a plasticizer. It's in plastics. Why do we care about this? It is an organic compound, and when you ingest it or absorb it into your body, it acts similarly to estrogen. Now, where is this? Well, polycarbonate plastics are basically everywhere. You have it in food and drink packaging, water bottles, baby bottles, CDs, DVDs, impact-resistant type safety equipment, medical devices. They use the epoxy resins that have BPA into them to they put it on the inside of the aluminum cans, like when you have canned food. There's a thin layer of it in there. They coat bottle tops. It's in water supply pipes, dental sealants, composites can contribute to the BPA exposure. So it's kind of scary stuff because it's everywhere. Now, why are people concerned about BPA? Well, we'll jump to what it actually does here in a second. In 2003-2004, there was a survey, the National Health and Nutrition Examination, that was conducted by the government, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, the big boys. Anyway, this survey found detectable levels of BPA in 93% of 2,517 urine samples from people 6 years and older. And the CDC, they call it the CDC NHANES data, they considered it representative of exposures to people in the entire United States. Now that should scare you a little bit. 93%, 6-year-olds and older. So it's hitting young ones, and it's most likely in, since it's in baby bottles and things like that, younger than that. So the majority of the country is getting exposed to BPA on a daily basis. Now, what exactly is BPA? Why do you not want it in your body? BPA is a hormone disruptor, or more specifically, it's an endocrine disruptor. An endocrine disruptor, what does that do? That's exactly what it sounds. It interferes with the body's endocrine system and produces adverse developmental, reproductive, neurological, and immune defects. Now, I'm looking at the website for the National Institute of Environmental Health Science, the National Institutes of Health, NIH. And they're talking about endocrine disruptors, and they're specifically talking about bisphenol A. Okay, and they're saying it's in plastic bottles, metal food cans, detergents, flame retardants, food, toys, cosmetics, and pesticides. And they're supporting studies to show whether the exposure of these endocrine disruptors can result in human health effects, including lowered fertility. Now that's a big problem in the U.S. right now, and I think the majority of you guys know it compared to 50 years ago. There's an increased incidence of endometriosis and some cancers, and their preliminary research from the government, or the NIH, is showing that endocrine disruptors may pose the greatest risk during prenatal and early postnatal development when organ and neural systems are forming. Now that should scare you quite a bit. Those of you who are pregnant or are thinking about getting pregnant, you have baby bottles, you've got baby formula. I believe last year, the other year, it was on national news you know, mass media where they said that there was rocket fuel additive that was found in some baby formula. So now you got to worry about BPA. Now, I didn't know this when my kids were little. We would microwave the bottles using stuff like that. Now, when you microwave the bottles, a lot of people don't know this. When you microwave plastic bottles or plastic Tupperware with your food or your drink in it, it causes more BPA to leach into your food faster. So never, ever microwave plastic containers. Always pull it out, put it into ceramic. Actually, you shouldn't be microwaving at all. That's bad anyway. Heat it on a stove. If you have to microwave it, don't do it in plastic, okay? I've found myself, if I have to, I'll do it as short as possible. I always put it in glass or some kind of ceramic bowl. But if you can, put it into a pot and heat it the slow way, if at all possible. Okay, just do what you can. Now, what are some other things that BPA does? Why are we concerned about BPA? Number one, there is a confirmed link to increased heart disease. Number two, BPA has been linked to intestinal damage by French researchers. For some reason, when you ingest the food and beverage, of course, the intestines are one of the first organs to come in contact with it. So this is where some is absorbed. Number three, which I already said, infertility and reproductive issues. There's another study, this was done on animals, that found chronic exposure to even low doses of BPA can impair the growth and function of BPA androgen follicles. These are the egg cells which are involved in ovulation. Now, because the chemical structure of BPA is similar to estrogen, which I said before, it binds with receptors in the cells and it causes a decrease in other important hormones like progesterone. So it's bad news when it comes to reproduction. Now here's another good one, erectile dysfunction. So we don't have to go into that. BPA is linked to erectile dysfunction. Number five, diabetes and obesity. Now the BPA has been linked, like I said, diabetes and metabolic syndrome. These are two conditions that are caused by decrease in the body's ability to effectively use insulin. BPA causes an increase in insulin output from the beta cells of the pancreas, and high levels of circulating insulin causes a reduction in the body's ability to break down dietary fat, which leads to a greater risk of obesity. And number six, those of you with children will be able to relate to this one, behavioral changes in children. University of Chapel Hill did a study highlighted the dangers of children exposed to BPA from baby bottles and baby food containers. Toddler girls exposed to BPA were considered more aggressive and hyperactive than those with less exposure. Other research in children has shown that BPA is present in the umbilical cords of newborns, suggesting that the mother's exposure can affect the offspring. Simple math, right? So what can you do to prevent exposure to BPA? The most vulnerable are the little ones, okay? And that's who you're concerned about, plus yourself. All right, don't microwave any plastic food containers. I already said that. It breaks down. Try to avoid plastic bottles for your water. Try to avoid plastic jugs for your water that you drink. Do your best to use glass, if you can, or ceramic. I know it's extremely hard because everything in this country is made out of plastic. Go to those, get yourself some BPA-free bottles. You can buy them at Kroger, you can buy them at Walmart, I think. It says on the front, BPA-free, because it's just like aspartame. It's a dirty word. People are aware of it because of the internet, and people are hammering down on it. So manufacturers, persuaded by the almighty dollar, are starting to do what the people want. When you ask for what you want, you'll get it. So start keeping your eyes open. If you look on the bottom under the recycle little symbol, if you notice the codes 3 and 7, they're most likely made with BPA. Not all of them are made with BPA. Try your best to start using less canned foods, especially acidic things like tomato sauce, tomato paste, diced tomatoes. The acidity causes the BPA to leach in a greater amount into your food. You know, when you're making Rotel dip, sucks, but it's the truth. When you're, like I said, use glass as much as possible. You can get stainless, you can get glass bottles for your water. You can get stainless steel containers. You see a lot of those Echo stainless steel, water bottle carriers. Start using those. And always buy your baby bottles that are BPA free. Look for the little symbol that says BPA free. That's what you got to do. Now, I want to throw in something that I just learned a couple months ago, because I research this stuff all the time, that almost nobody knows. When you go to the grocery store, or you go Walmart, you go anywhere, and you have a lot of these self-checkout counters, actually anywhere you go, the thermal receipts, the printers, put BPA on the top side where they print. And it actually will leach into your skin, and it doesn't take a lot of this stuff to get into you to start doing damage. Thermal receipts. If you don't need a receipt, don't take the receipt. Now, here's what I do. When it spits out, I don't ever grab the top because it's fresh. I always come up from the bottom and kind of fold it over my hands and then just fold it a couple times, stick it in my pocket if I need the receipt. So try your best not to grab it and smudge it and rub your fingers across the top, because you are getting BPA on your skin. Now, another concern of BPA is feminization of males. It acts like extra estrogen when it goes into the body. So they've run lab tests, and they've shown on tadpoles and mice, certain types of, I believe Russian mice, I can't remember, they're actually starting to show feminization of these mice. And our young boys are getting an incredible amount of BPA in all the plastics and microwavable foods and things that they eat. I mean, you've seen what they eat and seen what they drink out of. It's just ridiculous. So, it does lend a hand in some of the behavioral problems with boys. And boys do have estrogen in them as well as testosterone, as do women, but everything's in natural balance, and this stuff will throw you out of balance. At the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine, they did studies and they exposed women, this is a gender-specific thing, study, they exposed equal parts of estrogen and BPA to cardiac tissue, and what this study found was even BPA as low dose as 0.2 parts per billion causes arrhythmias in women's cardiac performance. And they said the unsynchronized beating can cause arrhythmia and possibly trigger sudden cardiac death. That's bad. Now, with all this bad news, here's a little bit of good news. There's a recent survey done from 26 major food companies on their policies of this chemical, the plasticizer. 50% of the 26 said they plan to phase it out because of the uproar of BPA. So, and among these companies were Nestle, Heinz, General Mills, and Campbell's Soups. These are some of the big baddies that are putting this stuff in your products anyway and getting everybody sick in the first place. So at least something's happening, and they said they're going to have to develop some alternatives, so it's going to be a timed phase out. So you still have to watch out for the stuff and avoid it as much as possible. Now, on top of this, there's also a little bit of good news. You can eliminate the toxicity of BPA, and you can cleanse yourself of BPA. There are certain nutrients that you can get and start taking to eliminate the BPA that's already accumulated in your body. I'll go over a list of some of these things. Let's see. The first four are bacteria. They're a type of probiotics. A broad spectrum probiotic will do the trick. Melatonin, black tea, fermented foods and beverages like kefir, kimchi, that's a Korean fermented food. Quercetin, you can get that in a supplement at any health food store. Royal jelly, folic acid or folate, and genistein. Genistein is an isoflavone. You can get that at any health food store as well. So with that knowledge, you don't need to wait on the big giant bad boys to hurry up and get BPA out, because remember, it's all about the money. So they probably will take their time. So you've got to be vigilant and take care of whatever you can yourself. Avoid. Take the supplements, take the probiotics, avoid antibiotics as much as possible since it wipes out the good stuff. Do what you can. That's all I've got today on this microcast. This is pretty important because this stuff, you guys are probably overloaded with BPA as it is. So, you know, watch your kids. Try not to microwave the food. That's a real bad thing that everybody does. And so that's all I've got. So start watching for BPA-free. Stop touching those thermal receipts. And I will speak to you next time.